This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
And welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, hour number two. Just a last little note on that last article about conservatism. Folks, what we're reaping is the results of the consequences of inaction towards political correctness. Because people are afraid to be disliked, afraid to be called a name, afraid to be put on a list, afraid to stand for the rule of law and the Constitution. So now we're seeing death, destruction, treason, sedition, totalitarian takeovers, and a consolidation of power, money, control. And as per Dr. David Martin and many other physicians and researchers and scientists, we're going to see massive death around the world because people have been afraid to stand up. And mostly people are afraid to admit that they were wrong. We have to park our ego at the door. This ego pride stuff is killing us, folks. It's not just cognitive dissonance and Stockholm syndrome, which we've talked about in great detail and specificity when given many examples. People have to admit when they're wrong for whatever reason. Like, a lot of people have been played, have been duped, have been conned, have been coerced, whether it be taking the jab or whatever. But I mentioned this very short story a few times. I'm going to do it again. I knew this person who was in his deathbed in hospice at 57 years old. For years, he smoked minimum two packs per day. He was dying of lung cancer. He looked at me in the eyes in his deathbed and said smoking had nothing to do with him dying of lung cancer at 57 years old. And this person was a major, he called himself a serious Christian. Look, I'm not doubting his resolve. I'm not calling him any, pointing a finger at him, but just think if he would have taken his last 6 months to a year of life and told people, especially young people, not to smoke, look what happened to me. But he went to his deathbed and he could not tarnish his pride and admit that his behaviors that went unchecked killed him early. Folks, conservatism is about truth, it's about facts, it's about evidence, it's about freedom, liberty, rule of law, due process, restitution, justice, constitutional rights, and you've heard me talk about the PIC coefficient, patriotism, intelligence, and courage. Courage is the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. And if the powers that be keep using divide and conquer strategies and have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what your victim group status is, your protectionist group status is, your nepotism connections are, then we will fall. We have to admit the truth. We have to park our ego and our pride at the door, please. All right, I got to move on here. I'm really behind, but I'm going to do my best to give as many published articles in the public domain as possible. man by the name of Ken Drysdale in Canada. And he put together a 90-page report with a small team, basically demonstrating that none of Canada's special anti-COVID measures worked. And he talks about the so-called expert witnesses. He talks about how he dug up a report back in with the Canadian government back in 2006 where health policy was at least sometimes based on real evidence and facts and science rather than totalitarian health hysteria, manufacturing fear. And he talks about, you know, the lockdowns and basically all the fraud behind, and he uses proof. And he also found that the ICU beds in Manitoba province was slashed dramatically between 2006 and 2019. That means they were preparing for this. They checked mortality rates for different age groups and found that the deaths attributed to COVID was grossly exaggerated because they need to promote fear. The deaths are coming because they think everybody's so stupid are coming from the vaccines. And we've been given this information for almost 2 years now. All published articles in the public domain by physicians, researchers, and scientists. Here's an article here. It's an article. It was an interview on CNN. And I should have saved this for my stupid category. Or the category on how the powers that be think we are this stupid. Dana Bash had this question to Kamala Harris. Quote, inflation is really high. Are you concerned about recession? Unquote. Kamala Harris's response. Quote, you ready? I think, I'm going to try to read this word by word. I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority. You can't make this kind of stupidity up, people. I'm sorry. All right. I'm going to read one sentence from this article because I'm going to start kind of shortcutting a little bit here. Millions of people mandated by governments around the world to wear face masks may soon find themselves with damaged lungs. You know, I know what the title of this article is? Graphene-laced face masks raise health concerns. You think? People, didn't you notice when all this COVID stuff came coming out? Everybody went to everybody, hey, did you get your vaccine? Hey, did you get your vaccine? And half the people were patting themselves on the back with phony benevolence and trying to give themselves recognition by saying, I took it, and they're patting themselves on the chest. When you have people running around by the thousands, by the millions, asking people if they've taken it, they're looking for confirmation. That's part of the psyop. That's code. Let me translate that behavior for you. That means they didn't do the reading, research, and vetting, and they're looking to their peers to find out how many people took it, and then they're using that information as their own safety code. You have to do your own research. We are in this era. You have to think for yourself, please. This is why we give this information. Okay, believe it or not, I'm still on the variety package of my articles here. Dutch government to ban all farming. So basically what the Netherlands is saying, they want to cut nitrogen emissions by 50 to 95% by 2030. That means farming is going to be banned. 78% of the Earth's atmosphere is nitrogen gas, folks. You just can't make this stuff up. Look, what they're doing, it's just like, and I've used this analogy before, it's back in the medieval days when an army would surround a castle. And they'd surround them for like a month, and they'd starve them out. This is the type of technique that's being used. It's a modern-day technique, just like the Gates and the Bezos in China and all the wealthy people buying farmland around the world, a war in Ukraine, heavy farmland. We have to be aware of And the Netherlands are big time producers. And by the way, what they're doing right now, the Dutch are actually pouring into the streets and pouring manure on government offices and flooding streets. Can you blame them? Maybe we should be doing that here. Okay, here's another stupid, it's unbelievable how dumb the powers that be think you are. Gavin Newsom is running around with his ads celebrating Independence Day and attacking Republican leaders in states like Florida. And listen to the things he's saying. Everything he says we're doing, they are doing. And we've given thousands of examples of this in every context over many years, but especially the last couple of years. He says that the red states are banning books, restricting speech, making it harder to vote, and criminalizing women and doctors. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You cannot make this. It's unbelievable. They're burning books. They don't want any free speech. We've given thousands of pieces of information of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. Never mind Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mule documentary. Unbelievable. And doctors, how many articles have we given from people who have colleagues, who doctors are saying, hey, I'm afraid to lose my license, my job, my status. That's why I'm going along with the vaccine. The term, trust me, I'm a doctor, means nothing. They've corrupted their profession. This is why you need to go back to basics. Food. Like, just look at the lack of nutrients and vitamins in soil. You have to make your own. You have to garden. Look at all the pharmaceutical drugs and poison that's been found out in municipal / city water. You gotta have shelter. You gotta have your own energy. You gotta basically build, create, harvest, make, manufacture your own food, water, shelter, and energy. You need to build skill sets. You need to be self-sufficient. Okay, I gotta move on here. I'm looking at the time. The truth about environmentalism. Couple of bullet points here. 100 companies produce 71% of emissions. 10 rivers in Asia and Africa cause 90% of plastic pollution. Asia and Africa are responsible for the global overpopulation crisis, and China produces more CO2 emissions than Russia and the U.S. combined. Combined. All right, folks. I see how much time we have left. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my articles, and whatever I can fit in after that, I will do. So I'm going to kind of speed things up a little bit here. I apologize for that. I love going into detail and making comments, but I really feel a lot of these are very important. But this is to show you how dumb the powers that be think you are. And here we go. New York becomes the first state to require your Facebook or social media account to own a gun. No password, no gun. I haven't been on social media in my life. I had a website, for those of you who remember, years ago, offgridmontana.com, and I showed how we did off-grid gardening, animal husbandry, hunting and fishing, that type of stuff. So I really recommend nobody being on social media. I mean, this is just a joke. This is anti-constitution. This is totalitarian in nature. Basically, what they're trying to do is centralize everything to make you do everything their way. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm going to start speeding things up with some shortcuts here because I am not going to get to a lot. I was prepared with so much information, and I'm running out of time. So here we go. Lefty reporter was claiming anybody who questions trans ideology is a fascist. You can't make this stuff up, folks. What fascism is basically when the state and big corporations combined all of their resources to make the people poor, to bring in an authoritarian Nazi-type regime. So you're going to be seeing things like robotics, automation, artificial intelligence taking over everything, including your job. All right. I wish I could talk more about that, but I don't have the time. 10 cops arrest a man quietly reading his Bible in a public park in Seattle while drag queens and pedophiles and baby murderers were cheering his departure. You just can't make this stuff up. Speaking of not making this stuff up, Joe Biden confronted on 85% wrong track number with polls, but record inflation, and he's literally blaming the U.S. Supreme Court for it. You can't get more stupid. Right now what I'm doing, folks, is mentioning articles on how stupid not only they are, but mostly how stupid they think you are. You have to remember, it's not that the Democrats and the rhino trader sell dumb. Is that the system by design is being broken. This is intended, a design, planned collapse. They are programming emotional reactions with excuse behaviors to eliminate skills and create design consequences for their benefit and agenda. You have to understand this. The Fed is paying over $500 million in interest every day to a handful of mostly unknown counterparties every day. It's the United States of corruption. The elite is basically getting unearned money, feathering their own nest, and then making everybody else poor and controlled along the way. Next, and I'm not making up these bullet points. It's stated in the article, dirtbag Joe Biden is still lashing out at gas stations again as Americans faced historic spike in gas prices. You can't make this stuff up. So basically the mainstream media is ignoring the elimination of the gas leases and the drilling and the pipelines. It's unbelievable how stupid they think you are. Next, white failed CNN host says Clarence Thomas isn't truly black because he doesn't go to NBA games. I mean, is stupid the word that can even be covered with these articles? Seriously. Seriously. Next, U.S. Constitution tagged with harmful language alert by the National Archives. Harmful language? Our founding fathers gave up everything so we can have a free country. They risked everything. And I don't have the time to go into it all. I have before. But it's harmful language? Are you kidding me? Next. MSNBC host blames Trump for 50 dead migrants found in a truck. Blaming Trump for this. This is why no one is watching. I even have an article somewhere in here. No one's watching the MSNBCs or the CNNs of the world. They're not. They don't believe them. They've lost their credibility. They've corrupted their profession. Next, Hillary slurs Clarence Thomas as an angry black man. Can you believe this? Hillary Clinton, she said in an interview she couldn't tell the difference between blacks. They all looked the same. And she called black men super predators. Remember that? I do, because I've mentioned those articles. Next, crackpot SCOTUS, and this is Kagan, by the way, because I read the article, justice warns eastern U.S. could be swallowed by the ocean in minority dissent to the EPA ruling. You just can't make this, this stuff up. Well, you better tell Barack Obama, who lives on the eastern shoreline, and I think, doesn't Zelensky own a mansion on the Atlantic Ocean also? A lot of Hollywood people do. A lot of celebrities do. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large number of people took to the skies over the 4th of July weekend, despite predictions of carriers not being able to handle the volume. Nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport security checkpoints Friday, the most since February of 2020. Another 2.2 million were screened Saturday and 2.1 million on Sunday. 464 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend. Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams has paid out nearly $500,000 for private security through her campaign since December, when she launched her second bid for governor. The irony here, Ms. Abrams is a board member of a foundation that wants to eliminate the police and is personally backing an anti-police initiative. She's running for governor of the Peach State in a rematch with Brian Kemp. As America celebrated her birthday Monday, there was a segment of our society that says we shouldn't celebrate our grand experiment. Paris Denard, director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, points out on Newsmax that Democrats have inculcated some to think this is a bad country.
You know, this is a Democrat Party who is not respecting life. But luckily we have Republicans and conservatives on the Supreme Court who are standing for life, who are standing for the Second Amendment, who are standing for faith in the public square and being allowed to pray on a football field by yourself. These are the things that the Supreme Court recently upheld and did because we had a conservative justices on the Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump, three of them, in fact. And so my message to Americans is that this too shall pass. Elections matter. Stay focused on ensuring that we elect conservative Republicans who understand and are willing to fight for the Constitution.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, last half an hour of the broadcast, we really appreciate you being here, and we're trying to give you as much information as possible. Let me finish my category on how stupid they think we are. Okay, Fed chairman blames inflation on the unvaccinated. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, climate change causes rape. This is an Australian ambassador. You don't need to earn your job anymore, folks. All you need to do is say stupid words without any proof, evidence, facts, context, and sell the narrative of the elite, and you get a job. Welcome to 2022. And for my Canadian brothers and sisters, these articles are quite embarrassing, but here we go. Trudeau says no government should tell a woman what to do with her body, while the same day he's defending vax vaccine mandates, with all of the death, destruction that I've mentioned over the last almost 2 years, not just today, forcing people to take vax mandates, and he's telling women, hey, that's how stupid he thinks women are, that you can't not be told what to do with your own body when you're dying, when you're going to have, there's going to be 700 million people dying over the next 5 to 6 years, as per Dr. David Martin and the paraphrasing, the quotes of the interview that I gave on USAWatchdog.com. Next, Canadian government creates pamphlet to teach school children that Trump's wall is racist and free speech is common defense hate propaganda. See, this is what they do. Again, no context, no proof, no truth, no evidence. They just say stuff. That's all they do. Next, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police admit they are spying on Canadians by turning on their cell phone cameras and mics. Look, nobody should be carrying a smartphone. You're an idiot if you are. Do it the old way. Come home, check your answer machine. If you don't get anything, it's probably not important. Next, Trudeau is now banning hunting rifles. Congratulations, Canada. Next, Canada's health minister demands COVID booster shots every 9 months to keep vaccine status, quote, up to date. I just want to give a couple of announcements here before I go into a little economic news, and I know I'm running out of time, but there's a website called fightwithcash.com, and this is Cash Patel, and he's helping fund Americans with lawsuits who've been defamed or deplatformed. fightwithcash.com. And for those of you who want to see how corrupt our government is, go to durhamwatch.com. Durhamwatch.com. And for those of you who don't want to be basically spied on with using your phone, go to unplugged.com. Unplugged.com. And basically, you can download an app that's encrypted and have more privacy and anonymity. And during the break, what I did was I had a lot more prepared with the economic news, but I don't have the time, so I'm just going to mention a few articles here that I pulled aside. Stocks worse in 60 years, bonds and Bitcoin worse ever. Next, last 2 years called epic wealth transfer from Main Street to small business to Wall Street. Look, I've given thousands of pieces of evidence to show that the bottom 93% wealth redistribution or wealth transfer is going to the top 1% to 2%. It's never been about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, equity, inclusiveness. These are all politically correct buzzwords. It's BS. Look, even Malcolm X made it very clear when he talked about white liberals, especially white wealthy liberals. They want to control blacks through tricks, deceit, hypocritical behavior, and they use them as political football. They give them false promises, and they're sellouts. Everybody can see this now, folks. Investors, 45% of home purchases in Phoenix. So basically, the little guy is running out of homes to buy because the Black Rocks, the Blackstones, and the four or five other companies that I've given over the past few months are buying this. Not just to create it, buying houses by the thousands, not just to create a renter class, but to create a cash flow for their investors. You see how this works? Next, Bank of America issues chilling forecast. No GDP growth. No is like none, nada, zippo, okay? It's pretty second grade here, folks. And Joe Biden saying we have the best economy ever. Because I heard it on several times, including on one of the commercials on this broadcast. Next, U.S. corporate elites are driving private jets, spending to a 10-year high as the working class and regular Americans are struggling and starving. Next, the CIA is running Ukraine's fight against Russia. Why did I put that in economic news? Well, we've already given away, what, $60 billion to Ukraine? And how many, $86 billion of our high-tech weaponry to the rest of our enemies, just under Joe Biden? Okay, I'm going to go into healthcare here. I'm looking at the time. I apologize for not giving you all the information I wanted to. I never do. I never have enough time. But here we go. Comedian Nick Nemeroff dies suddenly at 32. Next, 27-year-old drummer suffers stroke during concert. Next, healthy 20-year-old dies in his sleep. Folks, I could do the whole broadcast of the same context of what I just gave you in the last few seconds. But I don't have the time, and it's not going to do you much good just to hear all this despair. I hope we're waking up. And Dr. David Martin, who I talked about on USAWatchdog.com, the homework assignment, I hope everybody listens to that hour interview. He's calling for prosecutions because even Fauci knew remdesivir. Remember, the good doctors, the real doctors, are calling it when death is near. So Fauci knew remdesivir would kill thousands of people. See, this is the problem. There's no accountability. We need the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. We've set precedents by making certain people have victim group status and protectionist group status and to lower the bars of standards and expectations based on their entitlement. Now we have no rules, laws, and we have just corruption and manipulation. We're a giant mafia organization. In fact, the mafia had more honor than the people in charge now. Next, FDA's future framework is going to allow big pharma corporations to unleash reformulated COVID vaccines without any clinical trials. Did you hear that? We can talk about this for an hour. Did you hear what I just said? No clinical trials. No proof, no evidence, no facts, no truth. Have you heard me say that before? Yes. And the FDA panel advisor admits agency has lost, they admit, lost, it's in quotes, lost clinical trial data for a placebo group before approving experimental vaccine for babies. Look, the reason why they want this approval for babies is because liability immunity occurs when they get an authentic approval for the drug. Please heed my warning. Everybody needs to speak up. Everybody needs to read research and vet. We have to have uncomfortable conversations, folks. Next, miscarriages blamed on summer heat. I just put this one example in here because every disease state, you're going to hear commercials about tachycardia, you're going to hear commercials about this, about that, about every circumstance under the realm of health. And they're basically manufacturing excuses and narratives for the consequences of the death jab. You're going to see it, and you're going to hear it, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be everywhere. Next, life insurance CEO reveals deaths are up 40% among working people. 40%, folks. And Dr. David Martin says it's going to get a lot worse. Next, researchers discover that COVID-19 vaccine causes type 1 diabetes. Look, they have lost, as per Dr. David Martin, Karen Kingston, a lot of people, they've lost the veil of liability. You have to find, like Thomas Renz, you have to find patriotism type lawyers who have courage. Courage is defined as willing to be hated for telling the truth. Next. Whistleblower reveals Pfizer's main goal is to weaponize the immune system to kill itself. Again, we can talk about this for an hour. This isn't new. I'm hoping we're waking people up so you don't take more boosters and you tell people, especially if you're in your deathbed, don't let your pride and ego kill more people, please. New York City mayor says he will mandate COVID vaccines for children this fall. More exodus out of blue Democrat states. Pfizer strikes a deal with the U.S. and the Biden administration, and Joe Biden is COVID shots. Can't make this stuff up, people. This is what happens when there's no accountability or a difference in the rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. Next, Edward Dowd, very smart man. I'm never taking another vaccine again, he says. Look, you have to grow your own food. You have to learn about harvesting edible and medicinal plants. Everything that I talk about, I do. Raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing. I know that's not... there's a lot of work when it comes to hunting and fishing. You got to scout. You got to maybe put up tree stands. You got to, you know, do a lot of hiking. You got to, you know, track. You got to butcher animals. You got to can and preserve. You got to, there's everything is work. Gardening is work. Animals are work. Living off grids work. Harvesting firewood is work. I keep putting wood chips underneath my pillow, hoping the free wood heat fairy is going to show up and give me and pile free wood in my yard. And she never does. I'm going to have to get her together with a tooth fairy and find out, see if we can get some consulting done here. Next, stocks were, okay, pardon me, I just said that. So anyway, I'm going to move on to general news. I'm looking at the time. I'm down to minutes. We really appreciate you being here, folks. But there's so much information that you need to know. So, and that is my job. UPS to seize and destroy packages from gun dealers and from gun retailers. So if you order some type of weapon through the mail, UPS is seizing and destroying packages. You need to know this. You need to figure out other types of shipping in order to get whatever self-defense weapons you're getting from your gun dealer. We'll be right back, folks.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Now,
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, folks. I want to thank you for being here today. This is the last short segment of the broadcast. So what I'm going to do is I never go get through everything. I'm not even going to come close today. But I'm going to just fast-pace these articles in the last couple of minutes. So hopefully we can give information to our listeners. Next article, Missouri Governor Parsons signs House Bill 1878. Which requires voter ID and eliminates drop boxes. Every governor in the country should be doing this. This is what happens when we have no more voter integrity. We need to do this. Do you really think Tina Peters lost in Colorado when it's been proven that it was the same mathematical proportions? Okay, I got to stop doing sidebar because of time. More good news. Langley County, Wisconsin joins Texas and Maricopa County, Arizona to unanimously reject the results of the 2020 election. Next, only 18% of independent voters approve of Biden's job performance. Look, do you really think they're going to allow a legitimate election to occur in November, people? Please send me a check. I'll send you a bridge. I wouldn't doubt it if there's going to be some type of catastrophes and false flags and martial law before that to stop any legitimate elections. Next, regarding the shooting in the suburb of Chicago the other day, all the assault weapons ban, all the red flag laws, all the high-capacity magazine bans didn't stop it. Every criminal and psychopath is going to be able to get a gun, especially with all this psychotropic drug use in this country. Look, the Second Amendment denies the government the authority to infringe upon the rights to bear arms. We, the people, give rights to the states give rights to the federal government. That's how it works, not from the top down. Next, nearly half of U.S. murders are now going unsolved. You hearing this, folks? Unsolved. Look, the sheriffs, we need to do our jobs, not just for the murders, not just for, we got to stick to the Constitution. We need to get rid of red flag laws. We need to go to the, the sheriffs need to do a better job regarding election integrity. We need heroes, sheriffs. You can't just think about your status and your paycheck and your job. You got to do your job, folks. All right, next. U.S. Army is dropping high school diploma requirements as military faces unprecedented challenges under Joe Biden. Who the hell wants to join the military when they hear about their colleagues dropping dead because of the vaccine? Who wants to do this? Seriously. And when you drop high school diplomas, and this article was a little more in depth. It was because of obesity, because of laziness, because of drug use, because of felonies. I mean, it was a whole list of reasons why they're lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job. I'm telling you, this is the basic bottom line reason why we are here. There's a lot of reasons for it, but there's subsets underneath it. If everybody did their flipping job, we wouldn't be in this position. From election fraud to toxic vaccines, which aren't even vaccines, to changing of definitions, the whole works. Okay, I got to move on here. De facto amnesty for millions of illegals. Biden regime quietly begins throwing out tens of thousands of backlogged immigration court cases. People, what I've been reading is that they're going to give full amnesty to all these people to vote right before November. This is, they want civil war. They want race war. They want World War III. They want depopulation. They want chaos and infighting at every level in every context. We have to be aware. Next. Shooter could have been stopped in three minutes. Texas law enforcement official calls Uvalde massacre object failure by part of the cops. You got to ask yourself, when you're holding back for, 58 minutes while little kids are being killed, and you're on video proving this, you got to ask, is this a false flag setup? Has somebody been paid off? We have to ask this question. Next, massive study reveals U.S. has the least trusted media in the world. I want you to think about that, folks. Least trusted media. This is what happens when you sell out. Next, California AG leaks names and addresses of every gun owner in the state. This is a ploy to get people to come to these people's homes and to start gunfights. More reasons to take away their guns. California, first state, is giving food stamps to illegal aliens. Next, viral video shows AOC saying to blow up offices, official offices. Wow. White House tells Americans to suck it up for the sake of liberal world order. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Another article here. Internal memo reveals Capitol Police will warn BLM from Baltimore was busting in rioters disguised as Trump supporters. People, we have to be aware of this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.